And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. We're also streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. Every show has a theme, and our theme today is improving over the status quo. My first guest upset the status quo in the airline industry. My second guest is upsetting the status quo in the scientific community by expanding on Albert Einstein's work on the theory of frequencies and resonance. And my next guest is upset the status quo in our personal and professional lives by using his proven method called the conscious mind theory. If you want to, you can always call in and join the conversation at 639-0008. Dr. Hank Seitz was the general manager at Procter & Gamble for 15 years, managing a billion-dollar business unit in the Southeast United States. At the time, P&G's patents were running out. They were losing market share. They were losing sales. They were losing profits. Dr. Hank decided to develop a process and use the CMT process with Procter & Gamble. The results were amazing. Sales grew by 21%, cost dropped by 34% in less than a year. And in addition to all of that, people participating in the program improved their personal lives as well. Dr. Hank has got this time-proven technique that he calls the conscious mind treatment. His clients now include AAA, Applebee's, B.F. Goodrich, McKesson, Harley-Davidson, Coca-Cola, Pfizer. I mean, the list goes on and on, all big Fortune 500 companies that you know the name of. Dr. Hank is a mental scientist, a behavioral psychologist, and most importantly, he's a businessman. He got his undergraduate degree in business from the University of Wisconsin at Madison. He got his master's in human behavior and his PhD in mental science. Welcome, Dr. Hank, to the show. How are you today?
Great to be with you, Bill. I'm doing terrific.
Oh, well, it's great to have you. Thank you so much for being my guest. Clearly, you believe in the conscious mind treatment because you offer a money-back guarantee. If the treatment doesn't yield at least a 10% improvement in whatever it is you're trying to improve, you will give them their money back. Why are you so confident in CMT?
Well, it's just such a time-proven process that when I developed it because of my mental science PhD, that I know how the mind works and how to discipline the mind in order to create good. And that's really what conscious mind treatment is about. In fact, I go beyond just the 10% increase in business, that we guarantee at least a 400% return on investment. So whether it's an individual, a company, a team, a group of, you know, friends, family, whatever it may be, that whatever their investment is, they will receive at least a 400% return on their investment. Plus, some of the benefits they'll receive are priceless, Bill.
Well, such as? What would be a priceless benefit that they might receive?
Well, for example, to increase a love relationship with a spouse, children, whatever that is, may be in their personal lives. It may be for them to, this is really conscious mind treatment as a path to not only worldly success, but eternal peace. And eternal peace, for I literally live in heaven every day. And the reason why I do is I use this process in order to treat my mind every day. And so, and that is priceless, to have that eternal peace every moment of every day.
Well, you may live in heaven where you are back in Dallas, but if you ever came out here to Ventura, California, you would know what real heaven is all about. Let me tell you that. But let me ask you this, Doc, if I can. How did you discover the conscious mind treatment? I mean, you know, this is revolutionary stuff, a 400% return on your investment. How did you come up with this?
Yeah, well, it really is a combination of, first, my education, and that normally in my type of education, I would just have a practice and work with individuals and not businesses. However, I elected to go out into the business world, and so I was on the fast track with Procter & Gamble. They gave me just this wonderful quality training and development on business, some of the best principles in the world, and with some of the best people, Deming with Total Quality, and just all the top people. I was in rooms with just like a dozen people getting this tremendous training. And so I learned not only on how the mind works, not only on human behavior, but also on how business works. And so it's a very unique background that I have between my education and experience that helped create and develop this revolutionary process called conscious mind treatment.
No, well, the conscious mind treatment is fascinating. Let's bring it down to the people listening to the sound of our voice. What are some real-world examples of how the treatment has worked for your clients?
Sure. I can go into, for example, if we start with big business at IBM that worked with IBM, and they had invested a little over $500,000 in our process. They've received over $21 million back. Chase invested $100,000, received $1.2 million back within 3 months. So some of those professional goals, that's pretty much everyday standard. Again, we can impact anything by at least 10%. Mm. But personally, for the individual, that there's some terrific things that I've helped people, whether it be stop smoking, increase their health. One of the reasons, for example, here's a real good example on how how thought can change what we are doing, that and improve our type of results. That most people with their health, that they look at weight and they want to drop a certain amount of pounds. So let's say I want to drop 20 pounds. So I said, well, that's my goal. What happens with the mind is it goes from the conscious mind into the subconscious, and the subconscious creates our experience and provide the results and achievements that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when we say, oh, I want to drop 20 pounds, what happens is we can drop 20 pounds. And once we hit that goal, that then we all of a sudden start gaining the weight again, and pretty soon we know we're 10 pounds over where we started from.
That seesaw effect.
Yeah. And how many people have this? So the goal is not to lose weight. The goal is, by treating our mind differently, that the goal is to increase our health and then to identify benefits. There's only two reasons why people are motivated: either gain a benefit or avoid a loss. So if we're able to, under this example, I want to increase my health, what are some of the benefits? Well, the benefits could be, you know, I'll look better, I'll feel better, I'll have more energy. But then there's even deeper benefits. Like one might be that I'll be able to see my grandchildren grow up. Those type of benefits, and with that type of general goal to start off with on health, but then very specific on why I will benefit personally from that, that what will happen is that long term I'll be able to lose weight, keep the weight off, and become healthy, and it'll develop more action steps than just losing weight.
We're talking to Dr. Hank Seitz, everybody. Great stuff. He's the originator of the conscious mind treatment. And Doc Hank, I got to ask you this. The conscious mind treatment, it's a 6-step process, which is great. I guess that makes it twice as fast as any 12-step program you might enroll in. What are the steps in the 6-step process?
Yes. Well, the first step is that we need to clear our consciousness and rid ourselves of our bad thinking. And basically, there's three what I call red zones, where we think from our smaller self. Now, those three different zones and from our smaller self, that the first zone is where we are just reactive to life. How many of us have had a plan for the day and said, I'm going to do this and this and that, and by the end of the day, we didn't get any of those things that we wanted to achieve because other people were interrupting us, because we kept on being managed by life. Instead of us managing life, we're being managed by life. And so in that reactive mode, can you relate to being in that mode sometimes?
It happens many, many days of the week, let me tell you, Dr. Hank. Too many days.
Yes. And then the second area is where we do busy work. And an example of that might be, let's say, Saturday morning we wake up and we want to clean out our closet or clean out the garage or whatever. And, well, we wake up and we, you know, get a little coffee and we read the paper. And the next thing we know, we turn on the TV. And before we know it, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and we still haven't done our objective. What we wanted to do is clean out that closet. So that's, again, another red zone where we're doing busy work and not doing the most important things, whether it's in our professional life or our personal life. But the third red zone, which really prevents us, is the step that it can create our essence and overcome this unhappiness maybe that we've had, this lack of abundance in our life in whatever area of our life, is the committee. And the committee is that that voice within us that is saying, that critical voice that is saying, oh, how could have you said that? And why did you do this? And thoughts about the past that are now dead. You know, the past is dead. The future we don't know, other than the only way we control in the present moment. But because of this committee, and this committee within our mind is made up of characters such as fear, worry, doubt, complaining, blaming, shame, and guilt. And any of those, what they do is they prevent us from our happiness. They prevent us from our inheritance of happiness and eternal peace and joy. And so I help people to rid themselves of this committee. In fact, fear is really the promoter and the instigator of all this. And fear is actually an acronym, which is false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
93% of all the things we fear never even happened to us, and the other 7% we couldn't have done anything with anyway. So these are these zones that we help in the three steps there to help clear our consciousness. And then the fourth step is for us to begin living in the green zone. And this is where we're doing important things, we're doing it non-urgently, and that we're being more intentional in our life than we have ever been. It's where really spirit leads us, our higher self leads us, instead of this lower self, the fear and the worry and the doubt and all those things. All they do is prevent us from creating. You know, Bill, there's only one thing in this world that creates, and it's the human mind. And that when my human mind is being distracted by this committee, that I'm unable to create. And it's the greatest, our minds are greater than any computer, than anything in the world that we, in the universe, that this mind creates. But we have used it in our lower self and used it to destroy instead of to create. And so we're able to then help people in step five to really identify, what do I want to create in my life? What do I want to achieve? And that we are so powerful, we can then use our conscious mind to create all and any things that we want, as all things are possible, as we're focused like a laser using our conscious mind.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Hank Seitz, everybody. He's the creator of the Conscious Mind Treatment. We were talking about the Conscious Mind Treatment and the steps involved in that. And I wanted to get back to this, Dr. Hank, and ask you a question, because you just talked about prioritizing our lives along the lines of living in the green zone, the important things that we do out of non-urgency. The question is, though, so many of us are driven by the fear. For example, let's just take an example to accumulate wealth. Many of us accumulate wealth not because we want to have a nice, comfortable life, or we want to give away to charities or that sort of thing, but because in our youth we may have been deprived of things and we have the fear of never dropping back into that situation of want and need again. So how do you get to be more positive and prioritize your life around those more positive goals?
Yes, and let me take that example on that wealth there, that you're exactly right, that people out of fear will be driven to do things, and typically what happens is they get so driven that they forget the rest of the areas of their life, and that they don't put a priority to their family, for example, or to their health or whatever, and they will just focus in. So we can see this fear, this committee, it's literally insanity, and we can always observe it. And when we're able to observe our thoughts, that we recognize, well, that's insane, that I don't want to work so hard for money so that I don't have this fear of not having food on the table or whatever the case may be, and that I get to the point where I lose the concept of why I'm here and what I would want to do and be able to achieve. And so for people to be able to, one of the techniques I teach in the book is to be able to start observing your thoughts. And as we observe our thoughts, when any thoughts are either negative thoughts or they create separation between people, you and others, you and yourself, separation even, that when that occurs, that you recognize that, oh, that thought I no longer have to own. Most of us are so stuck in this smaller self and with the committee running us, that the day is today for us to rise up and recognize, I no longer have to listen to those thoughts, those committee thoughts. They no longer own me. And by rising above, we can now replace those thoughts with good, positive thoughts that are productive, that are healthy, that will give us the wealth and the abundance that we need.
All right. We're talking to Dr. Hank Seitz, everybody, The conscious mind treatment is his system that we're talking about here today. And let me ask you, if somebody listening to the sound of your voice likes what they're hearing, they say, ooh, that resonates with me, where would you send them? Where would you direct them to go, Dr. Hank?
Yes, you bet. They can either go to consciousmindtreatment.com or to CMT, the acronym for Conscious Mind Treatment, book.com. So that's C as in Charlie, M as in Mary, T as in Tango, book.com. And there is not only the book, but other tools and free downloads to be able to help you immediately start being more intentional in your life and living in the green zone.
All right, Dr. Hank, and we've only got a couple of minutes left here, but in those couple of minutes, you've got an impressive resume of companies that I listed at the start of the interview that you've done business with, and you've turned around, given each of those companies a 400% return on their investment. Does the CMT work as well on individuals as it does on corporations, and what sort of return or what sort of outcomes should we expect from it as individuals?
Yes, you bet. I do have my own independent practice in addition to where I work with individuals and couples, married couples, and as well as families. And so I have a vast on healing marriages, bringing marriages back together, helping people with their health, helping people stop smoking. In fact, the mind even overcomes disease. And I have had the occasion where people recognize that I don't have to accept this cancer in my life, and that I can overcome that, and that, again, the mind can control and be able to do that. And so it's a matter of discipline to mind to do that. That I've helped people to achieve, some people want to become independently wealthy, and that I help them identify that path for them that's right for them in order to create independent wealth. So created, you know, help not only businesses grow their growth, but individuals grow their own personal wealth.
Wow, that's incredible. We're talking to Dr. Hank Seitz, everybody, and he's the creator of the Conscious Mind Treatment. If you want to learn more, you can find it at his website, consciousmindtreatment.com, or his alternative website is cmtbook.com. Dr. Hank, it has been great. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed talking with you. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, Bill, thank you. I appreciate it, and all the best.
And all the best to you. Have a great afternoon.